From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the latest on the flu vaccine shortage, but first.
Again, the Red Sox are one strike away from becoming the first team ever down 3-0 in postseason history to force a game 7. Runners go. Red Sox force game 7.
Joe Buck of Fox TV, that's our lead today. Baseball's Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees in the 6th game of the American League Championship last night. It's now 3-3 after the Sox lost the first 3 games to the Yankees, and no team in baseball history has ever done such a thing. Tonight's game in the Bronx is going to decide which of them goes to the World Series. Joining us from New York, day-to-day New York Bureau Chief Mike Pesca. Mike, what's hard about this, I guess, to win 4 in a row after losing 3 in a row? The team that won those first 3 straight has got to be a pretty good team, right?
Exactly. In baseball, 25 times in the postseason has a team gone up 3-0. All those teams have won. Look at every other sport. Look at the NBA and the NHL. 233 times in all the sports combined has a team gone up 3-0 in a series. 231 of those teams have won the series. But now the Red Sox, very well could be that they'll make major history tonight by beating the Yankees in this game 7.
Subtext of last night's game, umpires reversed themselves on 2 important calls, a Boston home run and a New York base hit, that would leave many viewers thinking, you know, the Yankees were trying to cheat.
The umpires did get the call right. The Yankee fans overreacted because I guess they didn't have the benefit of instant replay, which everyone who was watching TV had. The umpires don't use instant replay like they do in football. But the umpires clearly did get both calls right. There's this new kind of tendency where the umpires gather together on the mound. If one of them misses a call, and that's what happened on the Alex Rodriguez slow roller to first, the primary umpire responsible for that call was blocked, called the other members of his crew in, and they got the call right. And I would think if you talk to an umpire, they would still reserve the right to go out on their own and make the unpopular call. But now they realize they have to pass the test, the kind of global test where your people fully understand what you're doing and you can prove to the world that you did it for legitimate reasons.
Thank you for that global test lead into this next question. This is our lead story today. If Boston wins, is this going to do anything to the presidential campaign?
You might think I'm nuts, but I seriously think, with how close this election is, I think someone in some swing state somewhere will read into this a little bit and think, oh, this is the year for Bostonians.
Day-to-day New York Bureau Chief Mike Pesca. I'll note that Houston and St. Louis are playing for the National League Championship. That's game 6 tonight. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.